Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
And I am Pat.
And today we're going to travel. This would be a good time of year to start making some travel preparations because summer is a-coming, and maybe you'd like to go to Japan. But what if you've already been to Tokyo and Osaka and Hokkaido and you want to try something different?
That is a very good question. Now, there are plenty of cool places in Japan, and I think by the sound of your pronunciation as we were reading through, you may have some experience of a few of these.
Well, I've studied a little Japanese before, but I went to Japan once earlier this year, and that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Kyoto, and I went to Osaka, but I've never been to Kyushu before, and I've always been curious about Kyushu because when I was younger, when I was in sixth grade, our family hostedan exchange student who was actually from Kyushu, actually from Hirado, which is an island next to Kyushu. So I've been very curious because he used to talk about these different places on Kyushu Island, Hirado, of course, and Nagasaki and Kagoshima and places like that. So this does sound like a wonderful place to go check out.
In that case, let's not waste any more time. We'll read straight through the article, then we'll be back to talk it over.
When it comes to traveling in Japan, you may think of Tokyo, Hokkaido, or Osaka. However, Kyushu, the southernmost of Japan's four main islands, offers an equally fascinating but less explored experience. Fukuoka, the usual starting point for trips to Kyushu, is a lively city. In fact, visitors in April are in for a treat with gorgeous flower scenes. Many parks, such as Maizuru Park and Ohori Park,transform into a soft pink canvas of cherry blossoms in early April. If you happen to be late and the cherry blossoms have withered, don't worry. Late April brings the Kawachi Wisteria Garden to life. Just imagine how incredible it feels to walk under its 100-meter-long tunnels hung with blooming purple wisteria flowers and graced by their light fragrance. A short trip south from Fukuoka City leads you to Yanagawa,also known as the Venice of Kyushu. The town is famous for its dense network of canals lined with willow trees. Here you can enjoy relaxing cruises along the watercourses by a gondola-like riverboat, taking in rural landscapes that vary by season. While there, don't miss out on trying the local specialty, steamed eel rice. In the dish, eel is not grilled, as with typical eel rice, but rather steamed with the sauce,resulting in a more tender texture and less smoky flavor. Back in downtown Fukuoka, evenings come alive with yatai, or small food stalls. Not only do they offer authentic street food, but they also create a friendly and inviting atmosphere, much like night markets in Taiwan. With all these experiences, Fukuoka sets the stage for your unforgettable adventure in Kyushu.
So we start the article with its title, A Glimpse into Kyushu, Japan's Southern Jewel. A glimpse is a brief look at something. You can use it as a noun or a verb. We've got it as a noun here. A brief look, a quick look, one that gives you an overview, but not a great deal of details. So that's all we can do, really, because there's going to be so many things to explore, so many things to see. We can't give you all the information. We can just give you a quick look, show you some of the highlights, give you a bit of flavor about what is in store for you if you visit Kyushu. And of course, by terming it Japan's Southern Jewel, we're just saying it's a very beautiful place in the south of Japan. It's kind of shining. It's very pretty to look at. That's why we compare it to a jewel.
And it's closest to Taiwan, so it might be quicker to get there instead of flying to Tokyo. I don't know if they have direct flights to Kita Kyushu or to that other city, which we're going to talk about, but you need to talk to your travel agent about that. And here in the first part, it says, when it comes to traveling in Japan, or when we talk about traveling in Japan, you may think of Tokyo, Hokkaido, or Osaka. However, Kyushu, the southernmost of Japan's four main islands, offers an equally fascinating but less explored experience. So yes, these are some common destinations in Japan, Tokyo, Hokkaido, Osaka, Kyoto, Nagoya, places like that. But Kyushu is the southernmost of Japan's four main islands, which, as you know, are Hokkaido, Honshu, Shikoku, and Kyushu, and that's the one that's farthest south, and it offers an equally fascinating...but less explored experience. So I guess they're saying here that it's probably not as touristy as the places we mentioned before, It's kind of off the beaten path, as we say. It's kind of an out-of-the-way place, but it's also as fascinating as those other places that we mentioned. If something's fascinating, it is very, very interesting. It fascinates you. You go, wow, that's interesting. I did not know that before.
Yeah, you would want to find out more about it. You'd want to check it out. And it would be, that's something that just grabbed your mind, grabbed your attention and made you really enjoy it. So where do we start then when we head down to Kyushu? We've got Fukuoka. The usual starting point for trips to Kyushu is a lively city. So there we go. We've named it. This is a good place. Presumably you can get a flight there or near there. And that's maybe where you'd start off before exploring other places.And we see that, in fact, visitors in April are in for a treat with gorgeous flower scenes. If you are in for something, this kind of thing is going to happen to you soon. It's an expected result. So if you do badly on a test, you might say, oh dear, I'm in for trouble. I'm in for a scolding from my parents, something like that. But in for a treat is a pretty common collocation of this. To be in for a treat,means that you know nice things are coming, nice things are going to happen.
Right. If you get fired from your job, we could say you're in for a lot of grief or anxiety. It could be a very bad time for you. And again, gorgeous flowers are just really pretty. They're fascinating. They're wonderful to look at. A lot of people travel to Japan for that purpose, to look at the flowers. And many parks, such as Maizuru Park and Ohori Park, transform into a soft pink canvas,of cherry blossoms in early April, which it is right now. So, yeah, you better book your ticket right away to go check out those cherry blossoms. A blossom is a flower, usually the one that grows in a tree. We have cherry blossoms, we have peach blossoms, we have apple blossoms. These are all flowers that usually bloom in trees. And we're describing this as a pink canvas of cherry blossoms. Remember, an artist paints on a canvas.So we're talking about the surface appearance of something, so it looks like a big painting with all these cherry blossoms, and they will, of course, be pink in color.
Use of a metaphor here to create some nice picturesque language. So if you happen to be late and the cherry blossoms have withered, don't worry. So that sentence is saying there are plenty more things to check out if you miss cherry blossom season. Because if you do miss it,Those blossoms, those blooms will have withered. When plants wither, they just get old or they don't have enough water and nutrition, so they shrivel up, they lose their color, they get smaller, just like leaves on many trees in the fall. They wither, they stop being bright green, they turn to browns and orange, they start to kind of tear at the edges, they become very dry and paper-like, and they fall to the ground.Withered flowers are the same. You would buy them, and then over the course of a few days, they'd start to go a little bit browner, and then you go, okay, the petals have fallen off. Time to get rid of these and get some fresh ones. Those flowers have withered.
Okay, of course, as you know, cherry blossoms, bloom for a very short period of time. They wither and they fall to the ground. But don't worry, there are other flowers to check out. Late April brings the Kawachi Wisteria Garden to life. Okay, so this is a special kind of garden.In Kyushu. Just imagine how incredible it feels to walk under its 100-meter-long tunnels hung with blooming purple wisteria flowers and graced by their light fragrance. Okay, so you can imagine this. Of course, you're not there right now, but you're imagining this. It will feel incredible if you walk under this 100-meter-long tunnel, which has these flowers hanging above your head for you to check out. So again, it's a tunnel.It's very long. It's 100 meters long. And we have all these wisteria flowers hanging from the top of it. And you're walking through this sort of flower tunnel. And you'll be graced by the light fragrance there. Of course, the fragrance is an aroma, a pleasant smell.
And if you are graced by something, you're kind of blessed by it. A nice, pleasant experience is happening to you.Okay, we're going to take a short break here. We've reached about the halfway point in the article. We'll listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll come back with the second half.
听众朋友大家好，我是安娜。我们这两天要带大家到日本哦，太棒了。不过我们要到日本的哪里啊？也不是东京耶，也不是横滨耶，我们要去九州。好，那这个九州其实蛮特别的，因为其实九州啊，是在日本四大主要岛屿当中的最南端。 它是九州。那九州我们感觉好像台湾人并没有说很常去，但其实九州真的也很漂亮，而且比较少人去的话就不会那么挤啊。好，我刚刚讲的其实就是文章第一段的内容。那么在第一段当中，其实我们可能要特别注意第一句前面的 when it comes to something。 这边的 TO2 是个介系词哦，通常我们会说当我们提到什么主题的时候，然后开始发表一些见解啦，或者是事实，所以这个句型真的蛮好用的。 When it comes to something， 当我们提到什么什么的时候。那这个 Kyushu 这个九州啊，我们在第一段要特别注意三个形容词都出现在第二句的地方。第二句先看到 the southernmost， 最南边。不过当然在这个句子当中 the southernmost 指的是一个名词的概念啦，也就是日本四个主要岛屿当中最南的那一边。后面的 fascinating 很迷人，跟接下来右边一点点的 less explored 比较少被探索的经验，这个所谓比较少人去的地方，这几个形容词就可以特别注意一下。当然第一个的 southernmost 指的就是地理上位置最南端，可是这个 fascinating 跟 less explored 为什么很重要呢？因为其实在文章的主题句啦，或者是第一段，通常都会点出整个文章的主旨跟概念，所以接下来我们就可以想见在两天的文章当中都会谈九州到底有多 fascinating， 到底要看什么，我们会迷上什么东西，然后我们可以看到应该会去一些人烟稀少比较不那么 popular 的一些观光景点，所以会有这个形容词 less explored。好，那接下来呢我们就进到第二段咯，到底要看什么呢？首先呢当然就是看樱花啦，我们先看到九州之旅常见的起点就是福冈 Fukuoka。 好，福冈，那到了四月的时候就可以看樱花啦，或者是看紫藤花。不过在第二段我们要特别注意一下在第六句的地方，这个第六句其实一开始也算是一个句型哦， imagine 什么什么什么，如果你请对方想象一下，当我们在描写这些樱花或者是紫藤花，我们到了一个地方的时候，我们眼睛会看到，耳朵可能会听到声音，鼻子可能会闻到一些味道，所以当我们在描写一个地方的景色的时候，通常会经由五官的描述产生一些 image， 一些意象。那在这里的写作手法就是请读者一起来想象一下这个画面， justimagine 什么什么东西。不过这一句话也就是第二段的第六句，它其实有点长，除了一开始是个祈使句，读者你 you just imagine 想象一下 how incredible it feels， 这里的 it 是一个虚主词哦，真主词是从后面的 to walk 一直到句尾的地方。好，接下来还没有完毕，因为 walk under something 的这个 it 又出现了一个所有格的 it， 那这个 it 呢则指涉着是前面上一句话当中河内藤原里面所包含的，接着又有一个复合形容词 100 meter long 100公尺长的隧道。那隧道还没有完哦，还没有结束哦，这边带了一个简化的关系子句，当然先行词就是 it's 100 meter long tunnels，hung 到句尾可以左右括号，这里有一个简化的关系子句哦，简化的是冠带 which 或 that 跟 be 动词的 are， 也就是说在这个100公尺长的隧道啊，上面被挂满了很多的紫藤花，感觉非常的不可思议哦。
We're going to take a short break now, but please stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Let's continue talking about Kyushu Island in Japan. Remember, we mentioned the fact that you may already have been to Tokyo or Osaka or Hokkaido or Kyoto and other places like that. And maybe you're looking for a place that's just as fascinating as those other places, but they're less explored, they won't be so touristy, and you might have the place all to yourself. We did talk about the fact that Fukuoka is the starting pointfor trips to Kyushu. That's probably where you'll be landing when you go there. Or maybe you might take the train there if you're up in Tokyo or Osaka or something like that. and you will start in Fukuoka. Again, that's the starting point for trips there. And indeed, there are lots of things to check out there. We talked about some flower parks that you can go check out, the gorgeous scenes in Maizuru Park, and also Ohori Park. You can check out cherry blossoms. But if you're too late and the cherry blossoms have already withered and died, what can you do then?
You can head to the Kawachi Wisteria Garden and walk along tunnels full with blooming purple flowers. So once you've finished up in Fukuoka City, because there it, by, don't be confused, it's the name of the province, I think. Is it province is the right name or prefecture?
I think it's prefecture. Prefecture, yeah, I believe,
is, yeah. It's like the equivalent of a county here in Taiwan. So it's the name of the city and the prefecture. So a short trip south from Fukuoka City...leads you to Yanagawa. So presumably that's still in the same prefecture. Yanagawa, also known as the Venice of Kyushu. Now, if you know anything about Venice, you'll know that it's a city that's full of canals. It's built on the ocean, a lot of waterways. So some parts are more on land, but other parts are just on these islands and people will get around them, crossing bridges, taking boats, that kind of thing.So once you describe a city as the Venice of Kyushu, you know that it's going to be on the water, it's going to be full of canals, it's going to have boats and those kinds of things.
Right, so of course Venice is in Italy and they've got lots of canals there. Canals like an artificial river and boats go through it. Canals have different purposes. There's like the Erie Canal in the USA that's very famous. I think there's a Grand Canal in China as well. It's really long and very popular. And so, of course, they've got this dense network of those canals. If something's dense, it means a lot of things are packed into a small area. Like some of the forests here in Taiwan are dense. They have lots of trees there, so they're dense forests in the mountains of Taiwan here. And here we've got all these canals going all over this town. Again, the town is called Yanagawa.
And it's a dense network of canals, so they're all over the place, they're very closely connected, and they all lead into each other. That's why it's a network. Some cities might just have one canal going through it to kind of go with the river or come from a nearby river to allow boats to come and make deliveries. But a network of canals mean you've got them all connecting up like roads in a city that people can just follow. And they're lined with willow trees.I grew up in a house with three or four willow trees outside it. They're those ones that have long branches that lean down into the water, very long, thin branches that get covered with long, kind of long, thin leaves at the right seasons that you almost can't see through. They're like a curtain. So you can, and they often grow next to water because the leaves will go down into the water to suck up the water. But you can imagine then this dense network, there's willow trees all around it. Very pretty kind of image we're generating here.
Very much so. And yes, there do seem to be lots of plants in Kyushu there. Again, we're in Yanagawa here, and you can check out this town for its dense network of canals and those willow trees that line the canals that are growing next to the canals. And that will make for some really wonderful pictures. And you can pose for selfies in front of those trees and in front of those canals. Now, here in the next sentence, it says here, you can enjoy relaxing cruises.Along the watercourses by a gondola-like riverboat, taking in rural landscapes that vary by season. So you cannot only look at the canals with the willow trees, but you can enjoy cruises. Okay, a cruise is when you get in a boat and you just gently move along looking at the sights. Like here in Taiwan, for example, you can take cruises from Geelong, I believe, and get on those big cruise ships, and they will sail over to Okinawa or to Japan.Etc. You can go to various places by taking cruise ships, but here a cruise is such a journey or such a trip taken on a boat for pleasure.
And you would go along the watercourse. The word watercourse refers to any kind of road-like body of water, anything where the water flows along in one direction. You could use it for natural things. A river would have a watercourse.Starting from up in its sources in the hills and going down towards the ocean, a canal would have a watercourse. It's the canal. It's the route that the canal follows. And so you could go on these by a gondola-like riverboat. So you know it's a riverboat, a boat that goes on the river, and we describe it as being gondola-like or like a gondola. And this goes back to our comparison of Yanagawa with Venice in Italy. in Venice, people would go around on these gondolas, these long, thin boats, which have a guy called a gondolier standing on them, and he would take people around the city. He's almost like the taxi driver for the water boat. So these boats, these river boats in Yanagawa, are like this. They're long boats, they're thin. You'd maybe only get two people and the pilot or driver on the boat at one time, but it would be a very slow, very pleasant way. He'd probably use a pole to steer and move the boat along. He stands up on one end of the boat and pushes rather than rows it. That's a gondola.
Right, so you can arrange tours on those ships or on those gondola-like boats. They're river boats, of course, and they're like gondolas. I did want to mention that a gondola is the boat that we described, but it could also be something that is transported up a steep hill by a cable like we have here in Taipei. And I believe there's one at Sun Moon Lake as well. There are gondolas that you can get inside and ride up the mountain suspended above the ground, and you got some great scenery. Gondolas are also quite common at ski resorts in some places, maybe in Switzerland or Canada or places like that. But in this particular case, we're talking about the gondola that is in Italy or in Venice. So yeah, you can take a cruise on such a river boat, and you can take in or enjoy those rural landscapes, and they're different according to the season. They'll look different in winter, spring, summer, and fall or autumn.
So while there, while in Yanagawa, don't miss out on trying the local specialty, steamed eel rice. So if you miss out on something, you have the opportunity to get this thing, but you don't take it. So when we say don't miss out on it, we mean this is something you should try. Don't skip this. Don't ignore it and go and eat something else. While you're there, try this specialty. A specialty is a very popular, very famous dish from a region. It's what the region is known for. A restaurant can have a specialty as well. That's their most famous dish. It's what they are known for being very special at. It's the thing that people would go there to eat or order because of its famed high-quality nature. And it's steamed eel rice.
Right, and of course, an eel is a snake-like creature that lives in the ocean, and so they get the meat from the eel, and they serve it with steamed rice. The rice is most often cooked by boiling it, but here the rice is steamed. They use the steam from boiled water to cook the rice, and in the dish, eel is not grilled, as with typical eel rice, but rather steamed with the sauce, resulting in a more tender texture and less smoky flavor. So eel is usually cooked on a grill, which is a bunch of metal or iron bars with coal underneath it, or what are they, charcoal or something like that, underneath providing heat, and you put the meat on the grill, and of course, as it cooks, it makes those dark lines in it, so it's kind of interesting to eat it that way. But in this particular case, the eel is not cooked that way. It is steamed, so it's heated up with steam coming from below where there's boiling water, and they cook it together or they steam it together with the sauce, so they're cooking at the same time, and the result is that you get a flavor that is not as smoky as the flavor you get when you grill the eel. Smoky just means it tastes like smoke.
And you'll also get a more tender texture. Yeah, when you steam vegetables, they're very soft. They're almost like turn into almost mushy when you bite into them. But it's a very healthy way of cooking as well. So we move on and we go back in downtown Fukuoka. Evenings come alive with yatai or small food stalls. So, yeah, sounds good. The sort of places you could go, like in Taiwan, you could go and get a bit of food here, try a bit of this here, have some of this and a drink and walk around while eating it. And we see not only do they offer authentic street food, but they also create a friendly and inviting atmosphere, much like night markets in Taiwan. So this is authentic street food, real, genuine Japanese street food, often the kinds of things people have been eating for hundreds of years, the kind of food that's been made by families and sold on the streets to people as they pass by. And that kind of atmosphere is friendly and inviting. If something is inviting, it welcomes you in. You feel happy there. You feel like you want to go over and check it out, that everyone is welcome to come and try this food and buy some and line up and just be a local almost.
Right. So this experience not only gives you a chance to eat some tasty food, but you can also enjoy the inviting atmosphere. Atmosphere could refer to the air that surrounds the Earth, the Earth's atmosphere, or Mars has a thin atmosphere, or a Jupiter has a thick atmosphere. But here we're talking about just the general feeling of being in a particular place. Yes, there's an exciting atmosphere while people are celebrating the New Year.And in this particular case, yeah, it's friendly there. The vendors are probably very polite, as people in Japan tend to be. And it's going to be just like night markets in Taiwan, so go check it out if you enjoy night markets in Taiwan. It'll be a great experience for you. And with all these experiences, Fukuoka sets the stage for your unforgettable adventure in Kyushu. Now, remember, we're starting our adventure in Kyushu. We're starting our adventure in Fukuoka,which is in the northern part of Kyushu. And so it's a good place to start to enjoy your trip to Kyushu. And it sets the stage for the rest of your journey there. If something sets the stage for something, it starts the process. It sets things up for you. So you kind of get your feet wet, as we say. You just get used to being in Kyushu. And then you're ready to explore other parts of Kyushu Island.
That's right. It's imagine as if you were going to do a play. If you have set the stage, you've put everything out, the props are there, the scene is ready. So all you want is for the actors to come on and the play to begin. And that's what will happen here. Everything's prepared. Everything is ready. You've experienced your first taste of Kyushu and you're about to go off and get loads more. But we're going to leave that for the second day of our article. Right now, we're going to hand back to our Chinese teacher and then we will return to wrap things up.
而接下来到了福冈之后呢，可以再往南走一段就可以到达柳川。柳川呢、啊、就被称为九州的威尼斯哦。当我们提到 Venice, 威尼斯的时候就知道很多的河，很多的运河，没有错。在 Yanagawa, 柳川这个地方也是有同样的景色。好，那我们接下来看到这个第三段的地方，请先注意一下第一句哦。第一句有一个简化的关系子句，它从Yanagawa 逗点之后开始，但是因为是补充说明 Yanagawa 柳川这个地方，所以其实省略的是 which is 后面接着 also known as 被大家熟知为，也就是九州的威尼斯。好，那当然就是有很多的运河嘛，然后我们可以坐船啦，坐这个 gondola 这种江船啦，可以去航行，然后看很多乡村的景色。那接下来我们就重新看一下第二段的第二句这个地方，这里也有一个关系子句的简化哦，可是它就不是补充说明，它是限定用法关系子句的简化。先行词是 It's dense network of canals, 后面的 line 的到句尾可以左右括号哦，省略的是冠带 which 或 that 跟 be 动词的 are。 好，那当然在这段呢，我们特别可以提到的就是一些乡村的景色，但是这乡村景色很特别，会因为季节而有所变化。所以接下来第三句在这边我们看到还有一个限定用法的关系子句，先行词是 rural landscapes, 后面的 that 一直到句尾就比较明确。可是有一个关键就是中间的动词，动词 vary, V-A-R-Y 是 differ, 变化的意思，那这样文意才会比较清楚。那当然到最后呢，除了我们到了福冈，然后还有到了柳川，最后啊到晚上的时候，其实福冈的市区也有一些像夜市啊，也就是小吃摊这种东西，叫做 yadai 屋台。那屋台怎么样呢？当然是提供一些当地的很道地的街头小吃，然后大家就可以在那边吃东西啊，感觉很热闹。不过最后一段第二句特别注意，这边有个倒装句哦，因为这个句子是把不止 A 而且 B, not only but also 的 not only 放句首，可是英文当中只要是否定字 not, no 放在句首的话，句子就会形成倒装，所以的倒装就会看起来像疑问句。所以我们看到的是 not only do they offer, 借由助动词帮助 offer 这个动作形成倒装，逗点之后的 but 就不用再倒装咯。我们明天还会带大家看更多有关于九州的景色。我是安娜，我们明天见。
So that brings us to the end of the first part of our article about Kyushu. But join us again tomorrow and you'll find out about a load of other different places to see, things to do, places to enjoy and more in our glimpse into Kyushu, Japan's southern jewel. See you tomorrow. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.